I'll try to share. Let's just read source 1 and 2 first, just so we know the context. Again, the first pieces are all the Tzaddik's Biurim on the beginning of Maseches Brachos. So there's a Mishnah in source number 1 that begins Maseches Brachos. Me'imasai Koren es Shema Ba'arvin. When does one recite Shema in the evening? Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Lecho B'Trumasim. Mishnah goes on, has several opinions in the Tanayim. When is the proper time for Shema? With the Tanakhama, Rabbi Eliezer, the first Shita of the Mishnah in Bracho, says that the time for reciting Shema begins when Kohanim enter to eat their Truma. Okay. Now, Rav Tzaddik is going to comment on a braisa that appears in Daf Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara actually spells out a few different opinions of when is, in fact, the time to recite Shema. But what's interesting is you'll notice that all of the times are linked to eating. That there's a link between the Zaman of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and Achila. So take a look at source number 2, Amar Mar. Again, this is the quote from the Mishnah, Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Lecha B'Chumasim. Says the Gemara Urim Minhu, Me'emazai Kornes Shema Ba'arvin. Is that really the time to recite Shema? When a Kohen sits down to eat his Truma? I thought we taught that the time for the evening Shema is, where it's bolded, Misha'ani Nichnas Lechel Pito B'melech. When a poor person sits down and enters, right, walks into the room, in order to eat his bread with salt. At Shasha Omi, the Pater Mitoch Sudasal, to the time that the Ani concludes his meal. So the Gemara says, Seifa Vadei Pliga Amasnitsin. The end time is certainly, right, meaning the opinion that says that Shema is the amount of time that a person eats their dinner, certainly disagrees with our Mishnah. What about the Resha? What about the first part? The time that the Ani enters to eat his bread and salt, is that synonymous with when the Kohen eats his Truma? So the Gemara says, yeah, it could be Ani v'Kohen Chad Shiro. There could be, there's no contradiction. It could be Kohanim are eating their meal and a poor person's eating his meal. Okay. But then it goes to Tosefta. Raminhu, and a whole list of, a whole slew of Shitas. Me'imasai Meschil and Likros Kriya Shema Ba'arvis. One opinion is, Mishasha B'nei Adam Nichnasan Lechol Pitan Ba'arvis Shabbasos. Maybe it's when people have their Friday night meal. Do people sit down to have the meal on Friday night at a different time than during the week? Perhaps. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim Omri Mishasha Kohanim Zakayin Lechol B'Shumasim. From the time the Kohen is eligible to eat Truma. A couple lines later, the Gemara says, Rav Achai says, or some say Rav Acha says, Mishasha Rov B'nei Adam Nechnasin Lahasev. The time that most people, not the Ani, not the Kohen, not Leil Shabbos, but the regular time that most people go to eat. So B'sach HaKol, again, we have a range of Shitas. We have the time that Kohanim go to eat their Truma. We have the time that an Ani eats his bread with salt, very simplistic meal. We have the time that people eat their Friday night meal. And then we have Rov B'nei Adam on a typical night. Four different Shitas. Okay? Again, the Ani, most people, Friday night meal, and then the Kohanim, who are eating their Truma in a state of holiness. Now, Rav Tzaddik will go through each one. Okay, so we'll take it slow, and we'll go one by one. Rav Tzaddik, with great brilliance, is going to say, but the bottom line is that the time for Shema is linked to the time for eating. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the time that the Ani eats, or whether it's the time that regular people eat, whether it's the time we eat Leil Shabbos, or whether it's the time that the Kohen eats, if they're going to the mikvah, waiting for sunset to eat Truma. But the bottom line is that there's a strong link between Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim and eating. So we touched on it a little bit last time, but let's try to go weiter. Okay, so let's go now to the top of the page where we have the text from Tzidkas Tzadik. Rav Tzaddik says, Zman Kriya Shema Tali B'Zman Achila B'Mishnah D'Reish Brachos V'Sham B'Braisa Amud Beis. That's what we just saw. The Mishnah and the Braisa on Beis Amud Aleph, Beis Amud Beis, connects the Zman and makes dependent the Zman of Kriya Shema upon the time for eating. Why? He writes in the second line, Ki achila hu kiyam hachayim v'kach chabalas ol malchus shamayim. It's a nice little rhyme. Got that? Ki achila hu kiyam hachayim v'kach chabalas ol malchus shamayim. The same way that food sustains your body, so too Kabbalah's Omach Shemayim sustains your guf. I said the same thing to us. The same way that Achila sustains, right, your life, meaning your guf, so too Kabbalah's Omach Shemayim sustains your soul. There's spiritual eating and there's physical eating. It's really all embodied in the pasuk in Ekev that says what? Lo al halechem livado yichye ha'adam. Man does not live by bread alone. Kiyim b'toras. Kiyim. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Lo al halechem livado yichye ha'adam. Kiyim al kol motzei pi Hashem yichye ha'adam. Right? Man does not live by bread alone. But he lives by the what? By the motzei pi Hashem. By the word of God. The word of God, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. There's no more basic declaration of God than that pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Which again, the Arizal talks a lot about in terms of the nitzotzos that are found when you make a bracha on the food. It's the bracha that gives you access to the food, even more so than the food, right? But we see that the same way that the body has its need, has its physical need to sustain itself and to survive, so too the neshama needs that declaration of Kavalas Omach Shemayim in order to sustain itself. Another amazing comment from Ratzadok. The same way that a person, right, traditionally, maybe nowadays some people have the time for three meals, but traditionally there's a morning meal and an evening meal, so too, Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. You say Shema in the morning, you say Shema in the evening. Now there is a difference between the way that we eat by day and the way that we eat by night. It's hinted to in a pasuk in Shemos Perek Tazayin. Because the pasuk in Shemos Perek Tazayin, you don't have it on the page in front of you, it says the following. The pasuk says, Bein arbayim tochlu basar, uba boker tisbu'u lachem. The pasuk Shemos Perek Tazayin, Bein arbayim in the evening tochlu basar. Right? In the evening you shall eat meat, uba boker, and in the morning tisbu'u lachem. Now notice, it's not only a difference of bread versus meat, nighttime being meat, morning being bread, but it's a difference between achila and tzvia. That at night one eats meat, there's achila, and in the morning one is sustained and satisfied by bread. Which means that somehow the daytime meal is more satisfying than the nighttime meal. Maybe the daytime Shema, right? Maybe the daytime Shema is easier to access and is more easily satisfied than the nighttime Shema. And munas chavaleilos is not an easy thing. To say Shema in the dark times, in the night, right? Sometimes we feel like, yeah, I said the words, but do I really feel that? When my life is in the light, so to speak, in spiritual behiros and clarity. So I say Shema and I feel satisfied by that. But sometimes in the night, in the dark times, right, there's a feeling of longing where we're not fully satisfied. Okay, but there's a difference between the morning Shema and the nighttime Shema. But he says, the same way we eat in the morning, we eat in the evening, so too, we satisfy our soul with Kabbalah Sol Mach Shema in the morning and the evening. Now, look how Rav Tzadok goes through the four different shitas and shows how each one is a different type of Kabbalah Sol Mach Shema. It's very Kabbalistic. Look what he writes. One. And I numbered them to make it easier. Number one. One shita was, Amanda Amar Me'ani. One shita was that the time for Shema is when what? Is when an ani sits down to have his simplistic meal of bread and salt. So Rav Tzadok says, paraphrasing the Gemara and the Nedarim, Ein ani ela bedas. The greatest type of anias is the person, not the one who lacks money, but the one who what? But the one who lacks understanding, wisdom, connection. So in ani bedas, there's times where we feel disconnected, and I'm not able to breathe a lot of feeling into the Shema, but I say Shema, kipshuto. Like a Pasha Yid who says Shema. I don't really understand the Shema. I don't really understand much about God. I'm an ani b'das. I'm lacking connection and depth. But I'm able to say Shema. The same way that the ani doesn't eat a fancy meal, and the ani eats in the dark because he can't afford candles and he can't afford much, but he makes himself a simple meal. So too. Uman da amar me ani b'das she'ein lo ner laheir ene sichla. The ani, the person who is an ani bedas, he doesn't have the light of Torah to illuminate his intellect. And therefore he eats a quick and simple meal. So too, there's one category, there's one approach to Shema. When a person approaches it with simplicity, he's somewhat sitting in the dark like an Ani. He's eating a simple meal like an Ani. And again, that's the person who doesn't have a deep connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he says a simple, a Pashada Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Okay? That's a Madrega. That's a Madrega in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. According to one man, the Amr, that is the way to say Shema. That is the time, so to speak, to say Shema. That's the right way to say Shema. Number two, the one who says that we follow the masses, right? Most people, regular people, who have a little bit more to eat and can afford a little bit of a candle, a regular person sits down to eat a meal, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. The Kohen goes to the mikvah. We'll see the sheet of the Kohanim. The Kohen goes to the mikvah so he can eat the sacred truma. But a regular person who's eating chulin doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Doesn't require very intense preparation or tahara. Rak b'mesinas ktsad, he sets up his meal. It takes a little bit of time. He has utensils. He has a few food items to choose from. He has a little wax candle that he's able to light into position. So he's a little better off than the ani in a certain sense. So Rak b'mesinas ktsas, it takes a little bit of time for him to get himself ready. Adjener Hashem nishmas adam meir einei sichla. Most people have some light in their life, have some godliness in their life, have some Torah in their life, have some variety of food in their life in terms of nuance in their ability to think and to understand God in different ways, right? And to see Hashem in a more complex way, not in that simplistic way, like the Ani, who's an Ani Bedas. And therefore this person has a little bit of a Hachana. Takes a little bit of time for him to enter into Shema. Takes a little time, he gathers his thoughts, he's able to understand the words a little bit more, and he's able to connect a little bit more deeply. This Kabbalah Zal Malchus Shemayim is built on greater substance. Okay? Now again, these are each Madregas and they're each Chashuv. Right? A third Madrega, we said, is the way that a person eats a meal on Friday night. What's the Madrega of Shema that corresponds to the way that people eat the meal on Leil Shabbos? L'chad manda amar 3. L'chad manda amar kibbal leilei Shabbos shakol muchan mi ba'od yom v'day l'kriya shema shal arvis ha'achana shemi ba'od yom ayidei maitza ha'yom v'ein tzarech ha'achana acheres. When a person comes to the Friday night meal, you're not preparing the meal on Shabbos. You're not setting the table on Shabbos. You're not cooking the dishes on Shabbos. Right? When Shabbos comes, everything's ready to go. So there's a certain type of Kabbalah Zal Malchus Shemayim where a person is able to enter into it very quickly, not because he's ill-prepared, but because he's completely prepared. How is he prepared? What does Rav Tzadik say? Again, V'day l'kriya shema shel arvis ha'achana shemi ba'od yom. That he spent all day preparing. Now, there's a few ways we can understand this. Right? It could be that when he comes to the nighttime Shema, he's been so thoroughly challenged throughout the day, and he has so much on his plate after a long day, right, that he feels dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he feels like his hakara, his awareness of his dependency upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so clear to him, right, that he just like leaps into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arms. He doesn't need to prepare himself. After a long day and everything he went through during the day, when he comes to the nighttime Shema, he's ready to just jump right in. That's a person with a certain desperation that he enters into Shema right away. You could say it the other way. You could say that he's so well prepared from the day. But again, he doesn't need much hachana, the same way that a person comes to the Friday night meal and everything is mucha. So far we've seen three different, again, I'm not saying better, but three different ways to approach the Shema. There's the Ani, there's the person of great simplicity. He doesn't have a lot of aura in his life, doesn't have a lot of achila in his life, doesn't have a lot of food to choose from, and he has for himself his simple meal. And so too, the person who doesn't have, his intellect has not been illuminated, has a simple Shema. The second Shita was what? Rov b'nei Adam. Most people have a little bit of light in their life, they have a little bit of variety in their food, and they're able to spend a few minutes getting themselves ready, and then they're able to enter into Shema. Sometimes Shema is like Shabbos night, where a person spent the whole day preparing, and now he's ready. He doesn't need to remind himself again what he's about to do. His whole day was a hachana to enter into Shema. But how do we paskin, chaver? What's the shita that we actually follow? Right? The halacha is kekohan. It says Rav Tzadok 4, The fourth sheet of a halacha kekohanim shehem abatlanim mikol inyani olam hazeh. A kohen's whole life revolves around Torah and mitzvos. The famous words of the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah and Yovel, right? That the kohen's life is dedicated to Torah, and anyone who wants to join the kohen can join the kohen. In which case, what? Look what he writes here: the kohen who is a batel from all inyani olam hazeh, she'ein lehem ela esek haTorah, like the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, v'chein shemati b'zeh. And this is how I've heard it explained to me from my Rebbe, the Ishbitzer, the Me'ah Shilach. Okay? And that's the halacha. The halacha means that this is halichas olam lo. This is the ideal way, I guess, that a person is able to come to Kriya Shema. Right? To come to Kriya Shema not with great simplicity like the honey, not to have a shallow understanding of Torah, right? Like Rov Bnei Adam, we have a little bit of light in my life, right? Not with this feeling that everything is muchan mi ba'od yom, that I don't need any other hachana, right? But rather to come to it like the Kohanim, to be able to declare my recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu through my outstanding connection to Him through Torah. And just like a Kohen lives a life where everything that he does is a connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is deepening his connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so too, that's the ultimate Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. Right? That it's a declaration of my complete connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And what do we say about the Kohen? The Kohen's eating Truma. The Kohen goes to the Mikvah. The Kohen, even his eating, right? Even his eating is a sacred act. Concludes Rav Tzadok, V'achilasam kodesh la'Hashem v'tzrichim tara. When the Kohen eats, the Kohen's eating is mamish Torah. Is mamish, dveikus ba'Hashem. And therefore, the Kohen goes to the mikvah before he eats. In this scenario, v'chein l'kriyashma. And so too, the same way that the Kohen has undergone such a hachana to eat with such tara, so too, the ideal kriyashma has all of the hakdamas that we spoke about last week. And that's what he quotes here. V'chech l'kriyashma, nifne, person goes to the bathroom, v'notol yadav kodem. Hey, look at Shalab. This is actually how a person is supposed to sit down to a meal. You check yourself to see that you don't need to use the restroom, and then a person washes netilas yadayim, then he makes a motzi, right? That the achila itself can be done with a tar. But again, the same way that the body has its natural need for food, and we're learning here that the achila can be done in a very holy way, so too the kriyashma is the food, is the food of the soul. Okay? Now I want to flesh out this idea. I hope I'll be able to give over these ideas clearly. But let's take a look. Okay? Rav Gifter, first place I saw this was in the biography, the article biography of Rav Gifter. Also, they put out a sefer in Lashon HaKodesh a couple years ago called Simchas Mordechai, which is drashos from Rav Gifter, where it also, Rav Gifter was Rosh Yeshiva in Taos. Rav Gifter was an American-born Rav Mordechai Gifter, Max Gifter in his earliest years. Rav Mordechai Gifter was born in Virginia. Rav Mordechai Gifter went to Taos, Lithuania, and eventually became what? Right. It's a strong Kesher to Yeshiva. Strong Kesher to Yeshiva Sabina Yitzchak HaChanan. And he himself became the Rosh Yeshiva of Telus. It's really an unbelievable story of a person who, you know, grew up in America, or was born in America, and was able to become a real Gadol B'Torah. So shouldn't excuse ourselves and say, well, you know, I'm just a regular American kid and I'll never be anything great in Torah. Because it happens. It does happen. There are American Gadolim. Not every Gadol that we've ever heard of was born and raised and died in Europe. Okay, so Rav Gifter used to quote from Rav Matl Pogromansky. And he would say the following. Rav Gifter would explain the pasuk v'tzadik be'emunaso yichya the way he heard it from Rav Mordechai Pogromansky, or Matl Pogromansky. V'tzadik be'emunaso yichya means that a tzadik eats emuna, drinks emuna, walks emuna, talks emuna, and even breathes emuna. This is the meaning of yichya. V'tzadik be'emunaso yichya. A tzadik lives by his faith. It doesn't just mean, right, that a tzadik is prepared to be burnt at the stake, you know, to die al Kiddush Hashem. A tzaddik lives with emunah. What does it mean to live with emunah? It means that I eat with emunah. It means I drink with emunah. I walk with emunah. I talk with emunah. I breathe with emunah. I go to the bathroom with emunah. I take a shower with emunah. Right? Everything I do is with emunah. That I live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the mitzias of my existence. Yeah.
Maybe I'll set this word yichya as in future tense. It's like maybe a tzaddik's emunah, like determines what's going to happen for him afterwards.
Okay.
Like, or meaning, that means like his plans of how he's going to be living are all based on emuna.
Right, right. That my future is all rooted in my emuna. Everything I hope to be and everything I long for is connected to my emuna. Okay, but I want to focus on within this quote, and there's a lot to focus on here. Right? I want to talk about a tzaddik eats with emuna, a tzaddik drinks with emuna. That's what Rav Tzaddik is saying here. Rav Tzaddik says that the kriya shema of a person is my spiritual eating. In the same way that I physically eat food to sustain my body, I have to spiritually ingest kriya shema, right? That I'm eating emuna in order to sustain myself. In this edition of Tirkas HaTzaddik, which I don't usually get to use very much, but it's very nice. It came out somewhat recently with a nice little perush on the bottom. So he quotes here on this piece, he quotes from the Machshavas Charutz, which is another sefer from HaTzaddik, and he says, the reason that the Kana and the Veshet are smuchim zelazeh, the reason that the food pipe and the wind pipe are next to each other, is that there's a connection between the two. He says, Zeh motzi dibor v'kol, right? One is used to emit sound and to speak, namely to declare Kriya Shema, and one is meant to be machnis maichal, in order to ingest food. And again, these are called what? We refer to the trachea and the esophagus as what? As a simon, because the way that I eat and the way that I speak and the relationship between the recognition that the same way I need food to sustain my body, I need a emunah to sustain my soul, right? If they're smuchim zelazeh, if they become simanim, if they become almost a form of edus, it becomes a declaration that I understand that pasuk we mentioned before in Parshas Ekev. Lo al lechem levado yichya adam, that I don't live by food alone, rather b'talik b'emunah so yichya. That I live from my emuna. I eat emuna, I drink emuna. Okay? So let's talk about that for a second. This notion of eating emuna and drinking emuna. Now we live in a society where food is a big issue. First of all, we live in a fast food society, which is something to think about in terms of working on one's emuna, right? In terms of trying to come to deep emuna. And think about the way that we eat, think about the variety of foods which we eat. Open up any Jewish publication, look at the ads for, you know, plethora of mouth-watering, gourmet, kosher foods, yeah? But all of that is just a gilui milsa of how hungry we are. Hungry for what? Hungry for emuna, v'tzadik v'emuna, so yechem. Of course, the pasuk that comes to mind, I'm sure, is the pasuk in Amos, in source number 4. Hinei yamim ba'im nu'ma Hashem Elokim, v'yishlachti ra'av ba'aret, it's a time when you're starving. That you're going to look at these ads for mouth-watering foods and, you know, the best and the finest and the greatest. So what is that? Where is that coming from? Right? Why is it that it used to be Hasva Melech Tochel, Mayim Mesur Tishtel, like this is in Pirkei Avos. And that's how you become a Talmid Chacham. Right? Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made us crazy in a certain sense? Right? And it's a big part of the language, forget just within Jewish circles, a big part of the language of the world today. Right? People talking about food and obesity and all sorts of, what is that? Where is that all coming from? And the answer is this pasuk, I think. Vishlachti Ravar, it's a time that's going to come at the end of days where people are going to be starving, despite an abundance of food. What does that mean? Where does that come from? Because it's lo ra'av lelecha, v'lo tzam lemayim, kim lishmoa es divrei Hashem. Right? All of this desire to use the body, to feed the body, and the body feels that it's never satisfied, is really because what? It's because the two pipes, so to speak, the two simanim that are next to each other, we're filling one up, but we're not using the other one enough. We're eating plenty, right? But we're still thirsting, we're still hungry, because we're not properly servicing the body. Because what we're really starving for, what we're really thirsty for, says the Navi at the end of days, is what? Is l'shmoa, is divrei Hashem. It's to hear the word of Hashem. The Shmoa. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We want to hear that. We want to internalize that. We want to feel. V'tzadik v'menaso yecha. You remember the Gemara in Makos? The Gemara at the end of Makos, when it's summarizing the principles of the Torah, right? 613, and then 11, and then 5, and then 3, and then 2, until finally the Makos comes along and says, V'tzadik v'menaso yecha. That's what it comes down to at the end of days. So it's very easy to confuse that with what? With this hunger and this, right? That I need new foods and gourmet foods, and right? But that's what the Navi is saying. It's a perversion of this hunger for the Dvar Hashem. Okay? In Parshas Nitzavim, very famous psukim, which are debated between the Rishonim and Chazal, if you could say such a thing, right? What are these psukim actually talking about? Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzav chayom lo neflesi muchal rechoki. There's a certain mitzvah that's very close to you. Lo bashamayimi. It's very accessible. What is that mitzvah? So many Rishonim say it's a reference to tshuva. See the Ramban, see the Sfarno, see the Barbanel. Rishonim, early Achronim. Right? But the Gemara, in Maseches Erevin, seems to say that it's talking about Torah generally. Lo bashamayimi. Lo rechokehi is a reference to what? The Torah. The Torah in its entirety is lo bashamayimi. The Gemara in Erevin says in source number 6, in the second line, lo bashamayimi, but if it was in the Shemayim, at the Tzarech lalo sachareah, and it's not me'ever liyami, but if the Torah was on the other side of the ocean, you have to go after it. It's not talking about tshuva specifically, but the way that this Maimer Chazal is understood is a reference to Torah bichla. The Torah is something that's not out there, it's not far away from you, it's very accessible to you. It's very accessible to you. What does that mean, it's very accessible to you? What are we to make of things that are accessible to us? Right? So Kodesh Baruch Hu actually set up the world in a fascinating way. The Meshech Chachma on these psukim, I heard this from Rabbi Ezra Wiener Shlita, in the year Tavshin Samaches, on Alel Shabbos, we were walking together, and he told me this part, and I was nisbal from it, and I wrote it down. That's why I know what year it was, because I wrote it down. So Rabbi Wiener told me this part, those who know Rabbi Wiener from TABC, from Tinek. So the Meshech Chachma says the following. The Meshech Chachma says, look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. Look what he writes. Habiur Muskal, he writes in source number 7, in the second line. He quotes the Pasuk, right? That Torah, again, let's understand it the way the Chazal understand it. That Torah, Bichlal, the entirety of Torah, is Lo Bashamayimi, Lo Me'ever Liyam, Lo Rechoka. It's very accessible to you. So what does that mean? What does that mean? What should we be thinking? Ki abore yatzer kol bechachmaso abilti tachlis. Hashem set up the world to make sure that we would have the things we need. Va'asa mashem mochrach yoser lios matzo yoser. Whatever is more important for your life, Hashem made more accessible. Right? Which is why there's more air in the world, and there's more water in the world, and there's sushi in the world. Because you don't need sushi, you'll be okay without sushi.
Yeah,
right? Oh, it also works sometimes in the negative. That's correct. So look what he writes. Ha'adam kishayulad. When a person is born, the first most basic thing that you need is what? Is air. Ha'adam kishayulad bal yuchol lechayos afrega below mazon kal. A person needs what? The child needs to breathe right away. The child needs food that is accessible. Right? The mother's milk. That immediately the child is provided with what? With a food that, it's an amazing thing, right? The transformation of the mother to be able to produce the milk right away, and the fact that this milk is so easily ingested by the child, is so accessible to the child, right? He's literally feeding himself from his mother, is an unbelievable thing. V'chein avir, he writes where it's bolded. V'chein avir, air. Asher bal yachol yos bilado huchan lo below torah. You don't have to work hard. You don't have to go out searching for air. Right? It's very accessible to you because it's very critical for your survival. Mayim asher hu tzarich lo hachrich kol kach mo avir. Air is more abundant than water. Right? But water is also very abundant because water is also very important. Next, food. Food is pretty important. Says the Meshech Chachma. When a person becomes a Baal Taiva and he wants all sorts of fancy foods, so then you're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to go, you're going to have to catch the animal, you're going to have to shech the animal, you're going to prepare the animal, you're going to have to kosher the animal. Okay? So if we would just be more simple, right? If we would be more simple, then we would have everything that we need much more easily. So the idea is, if the Torah is telling us that what? That Torah itself, lo bashamayimi, that Torah is so accessible, what does that mean? The fact that it means it's very necessary, exactly. The fact that Torah is so accessible to you shouldn't be like, well, there's such an abundance of Torah, so it's not such a big deal. No, the opposite. The fact that it's so abundant, it's like the air that we breathe. It's so important to us. And that's why Hashem made it so accessible to us. In the Feldheim biography of Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz, the Kamenetz Rosh Yeshiva. So there was a big asifa one time of Gedolei Rabbanim. And someone got up and he wanted to praise Torah, and he was saying, Torah is such an unbelievable thing. Torah is like the air that we breathe. Rav Baruch Ber the great Rosh Hashiva, who was a shtickle kanai, Baruch Be'er got up and he said, you know, blasphemy! Compare Torah to air? Right? Air facilitates life. Torah is life. Okay. So Torah is life. So then what's air? So let's say I can't say that Torah in its entirety, which is, right, it's Mamash Hashem, it is life itself, it's the Makor HaChaim. So then what's air? If you want to say that air is not synonymous with life, but air is a hechatimsa to life, air sustains life. So then what's air? So then what's air? And what's food? And what's water? Again. So the answer is found in the Lev Eliyahu. If Eliyahu lo piyan, if we're not satisfied saying that Torah is air, no. That's what Baruch Meir says, no, Torah is better than air. So what's air and what's water and what's food? And again, going back to our Sadhu, why did the Kaddish Baruch Hu put our windpipe next to our food pipe? Why are the trachea and the esophagus next to each other? What's the relationship between my body's need to eat and my soul's need for Kriyashma? The answer is, right, the Lev Eliyahu, right, so Eliyahu lo piyan, the great Mashkiach in source number 8 in his Ma'arachos on Tshuva, printed as part of the Lev Eliyahu, he writes, Klal Shel Davar in source number 8, Kol Ma Sha'odim Zakuk Lo Biyoser, Himtziyo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Biyoser. Very similar to what the Mashiach Chachma told us. Whatever we need more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made more accessible. Right? In order to sustain us, in order to give us life, in order to feed us. HaKol B'mido V'mishkal HaTzarech Lo L'kiyum Gufo V'meshech Kol Yimei Chaya V'olam V'hineh, he writes where it's bolded. K'shem Shenitzrach HaAdam La'avir U'mazon L'tzarech Kiyum Gufo. The same way that the body needs air and food to sustain itself, Kach Tzarech Hu Gam L'nafsho Rucho V'nishmaso. Mamash Rasalik Sisod. It's Kavaldik, we found this piece. Yeah? Kach sarech ugam lenafsh ruach v'neshama. Your nefesh, ruach, and neshama also needs to be sustained. So what is the food and the air of the neshama? He says, avir lenefesh mahu emuna. That means when you say Shema, your mom is feeding your soul. Shema is the food of the soul, because Shema is the declaration of emuna. Below emuna ein kiyum lenashama. Umesahi miyad. The same way you can't live without air, you can't live without Shema. The same way you eat, and it's an amazing thing because your body tells you, right? It's interesting. What's the source in the Torah for Amunah? What Pasuk tells me you have to believe in God? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. The Ramban says it doesn't sound like a mitzvah. The Baha'i says it doesn't sound like a mitzvah. It sounds like a statement, right? So why is it not a mitzvah? So the Ramban says it's a super mitzvah. Why is it not in the Lashon of Tzivoy? Because the same way, you don't have to command your body. You don't have to like set an alarm to remind yourself, right? Oh, I should make sure that I eat. Your body knows that it needs to eat. So too, your neshama knows that it needs Shema. And therefore, it's not an elashon. I was thinking, it's not an elashon of tzivoy. It's not so much a command. It's a fact. My body tells me when it's hungry. My neshama tells me that it needs to say Shema twice a day. The same way my body tells me I need to eat a meal in the morning, a meal in the evening. Okay, you're both impatient. You, I don't know, you two fight it out. Who's older? Okay, Yankov, you had your hand up first.
I was going to say that this really reminded me of when, when the Baal Tani was talking about why we need a certain type of Torah in the world, like, because a person, like, needs to be, like, the son needs to be healthy, and, like, they need... It like became accessible because people needed it at
right.
that time.
Right, the Pnimiyos Torah became more accessible because right, we were more desperate. So the abundance of food in the world today. Again, there are places where people are starving, unfortunately, but in some places, you know, food is like a completely out of control thing. And again, that's because Hashem says you need more Amunah, right? You need more Amunah to sustain yourself. In accordance with our illness, we have greater access to Amunah. Yeah?
So how would one like comment on this where like historically predominantly Torah wasn't so accessible? We know that like Cheder and Yeshiva was more for like...
It's our own fault. If we took the Torah, which the Torah itself says Lo b'shamayim, Lo b'choki, it's available to all, Lo me'ever liyami, right? And we made a cult out of it, a culture of, you know, insiders and outsiders, and only Tocho Kabaro is allowed into the base medrash, you know, and that limited the amount of people who learned. That was a problem. And that's why, you know, the Gemara tells the famous story where that was overturned. And there were tzaddikim throughout history who fought against that, that it shouldn't be. Torah is not meant for the elite. Torah was given as the gift of Klal Yisrael. And it's meant to be accessible to all. Okay? Okay. Gevaldik. So let's go a little further. Who would you say... It's not a hard question. who is the spokesman for Emunah in the world? Right? Or who was the first spokesman for Emunah? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu discovered a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Avraham went out to teach the world Emunah. So isn't it interesting? Isn't it so interesting? Take a look. Look at this pasuk in Nechemiah. Well, the first point I want to make is the following. Right? Isn't it interesting that Avraham got people to believe in God by feeding them? Isn't that interesting? That Avram's tent is open on all sides, and the Midrashim say, Avram said, come eat something. And people say, wow, what a great meal. Said, no, not me. Say Shema Yisrael Shalom Kino Shemach. Thank the Rabbana Shalom. Because even Avram, who's the founder of Emunah, and the great teacher of Emunah to humanity, not just to the Jewish people, right? But Avram understood that there's a relationship between Achila and Emunah. And through Achila, I can bring a person to Emunah. Right? And that's what Avram did. But take a look at what the pasuk says in Nechemiah, because I want to go a little weiter with that. Atahu Hashem Elokim Asher Bacharta Ba'Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you came and you selected Avram. You loved Avram. Why did you love Avram? Hotzeisu Me'orkastim Esam Teshmo Avraham U'matzasa Es Levavo Ne'eman Lefanecha. You found that his heart, that his lev was Ne'eman Lefanecha. Right? Avram had Emunah, and Emunah comes from the heart. Okay, let's leave that pasuk on the back burner for a minute, and let's ask the following question. What day of the week is the day of most Emunah, and what day of the week is the day of most eating?
Shabbos
is a zman of Emunah, and Shabbos, there's a halach, you have to have three meals, right? Again, Rav Tzadok says, traditionally there were two meals. And we have Kriya Shema in the morning and at night. But a Shabbos is a third meal. Which means Shabbos is a Zman of increased Emunah. Oh. So says the Sefer Achinoch in source number 10. What is the whole point of Shabbos? What are we doing on Shabbos? We're not allowed to work, right? It's in the Chinuch where he talks about the Isser of Malach on Shabbos. Sheniya Pnuyim Me'asakenu Lechvod Hayom. The shorish of this mitzvah is to be available to honor the day. And how do we honor the day? By sitting around and eating all day. Likvoa benafsho seinu emunas chidush haolam. Shechevel hamosheches kol yisod de'adas. Shabbos is a day of emunah. Shabbos is a day where we recognize the absolute truth of a created world. Not a world that always was, like many early philosophers believed. Hey, but Shabbos is the reminder that the world was created by a God who rested on the seventh day. Yeah? So Shabbos is a day of Emunah. The Chinuch says the shorish, the essence of this mitzvah, is what? The essence of Shabbos is Emunah.
It's belief.
Ah, okay, good. No cheating. Slow down. Good. I dafka didn't say where this is found. But I wrote it, because I wanted you to catch it. Very good, Rav Yonah. Okay? Now, on Shabbos, again, there's a mitzvah to eat. And it's a time of increased Emunah. But what are we trying to eat? What are we trying to eat? We're not trying to eat more and more chulin. That's a perversion of Shabbos. What we're trying to do is we're trying to ingest Emunah. Right? The same way that when we say Kriya Shema, we're supposed to feel a sense of sviya from that. That my soul feels satisfied. Right? That it answers the doubts of the soul. So on Shabbos, even though sometimes we just feel like I can eat and eat and eat all day, but that's my body telling me, right, that it's hungry for something. And I'm supposed to say, what I'm really hungry for is Emunah. And Shabbos is the day of Emunah. And today's the day to fill up on my Emunah. So there's an amazing Vart from the Divrei Yisrael. In the back of the Divrei Yisrael, the Majitzer Rebbe, in the back of the Sefer, there's Torahs from the founder of the Majitz dynasty, the grandfather of Yecheskel of Kushmir. And he said the following part. Pasuk says in Shemos Perek Tazayin, right? This is actually the source for three meals on Shabbos. Right? When the Pasuk says what? Eat the day, achlu hayom, ki Shabbos hayom la'Hashem. It says hayom three times. It teaches you have to have three meals. According to one opinion, even four meals. Three daytime meals plus one nighttime meal. Okay. But this is the source that what? That you need to eat on Shabbos. But if you look at the Pasuk says what? The pasuk actually says what? Ichlu hayom, which can be understood as what? Eat today, or eat the day. Eat the day, ingest the day, eat Shabbos. What does it mean to eat Shabbos? Shetzrichim b'Shabbos kodesh lios sava mikedushas yom Shabbos. On Shabbos we satisfy ourselves not with cholent, but we eat Shabbos. Va'omer b'zeh halashon. And Rabbi Chesed of Kushner used to say that when the pasuk says ichlu hayom, he would say in Yiddish not just eat today, but eat today. Est dem teg, eat the day. Est dem teg, eat the day. Eat of the day. Eat of the day. Yeah.
Like when we say Musaf, so math times up.
Exactly. Like
what do we, especially Musaf's the additional,
right,
the additional fuel of having even more. What are we really eating?
What are we tasting? Right. What's giving us chiyus?
And the carbon tamid.
That's correct. So I'm very excited to say this next word. I've been thinking about this on Leil Shabbos for about a year now. No, I think about this every Friday night. And I didn't have anywhere good to put it into a shir, but here it comes. And you'll think about it. We have to daven the Sukhsvart. This is really geschmack. You're going to like this chiddush. It's good. I thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo for putting this one in my head. Listen to the halacha. Mishnah Brura says that when you sit down to eat a meal, right, you have to be careful that you don't talk during the meal because you could choke. Says the Mishnah Brura, it's in Siman Kuf Ayin, in source number 12, in Masichin Besuda, Afilu B'Divrei Torah, V'Davka B'Shas Achila Gufa, Mishum Sakana. Okay, the famous Gemara, right? You could come to choke. If you start talking, even if you're saying Divrei Torah while you're eating, you could harm yourself. Okay, fine, very good. Aval Bein Tavshil Et Tavshil Mutter, U'Mitzvah Kol Adam L'Mot Torah Shulchanu. You should learn Torah, what? During the meal. Because a shulchan that doesn't have Torah is a very bad thing. Good. Kasav Ashla, that you should learn a Mishnah or a Lach or a Gad or Sefer Musar. Ve'ena yotzei mamash mevarich birchas hamazon. And benching does not count as your Dvar Torah. There's a great Dvar that the Bnei Yisachar has in his Sefer, what's it called? Dvarim Nechmadim. The Bnei Yisachar has a little Sefer where he says that if you look in the Mishnayos, there's a machlokas between the Bartanura and the Tosfos Yom Tov about this point exactly. Can benching count as the Dvar Torah? After all, it has psukim, it's singing praises of Hashem. So can benching count as the Dvar Torah? So the machlokas on the Mishnayos and brachos between Bartanura, Ravadim Bartanura, and the Tosfos Yom Tov. So okay, the Shalom Paskins here, and the Mishnah Brura brings it that you can't count Birchas Hamazon as your Dvar Torah. But the Bnei Yisachar says, you know what can count as your Dvar Torah? He says you can say right before you bench, there's a machlokas between the Bartanura and the Tosfos Yom Tov, whether or not benching counts as Dvar Torah. Okay, that's the Dvar Torah. Shir ha-malaz. Yes?
You can say you need to say Dvar Torah.
Right, you can say, right, it's also a Dvar Torah. You can say that it's Dvar Torah. Right. The halacha says you're supposed to say Dvar Torah. And the Shlah says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shlah, that you're not allowed to count benching as Dvar Torah. That it's also Dvar Torah. Okay, it's a great Bnei Yisachar. I love that line. The alcohol panim, look at the Mishnah Berurah writes, you should say a perek of tehillim, do something. Now look at the last line. V'tov lomar acher birchas hamotzi, mizmor Hashem roi lo echzar, duhu dvar Torah tefila al mazonosav. Some people, I remember when I first learned this Mishnah Berurah when I was in YU. I learned it with my chavrus during night seder. So for a while I was like very good at this. Now unfortunately I'm not so good at this. But every time you sit down to have a meal, you should take a couple seconds, you should recite Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem roi lo echzar. Right, which is a declaration, a song of Hashem, thanking Hashem that what? Hashem's given me food and I have no lack in my life and everything's gevaldik. Yeah? So, chevra, in Nusach Svar Davening, Friday night, right, after you bring in Shabbos, you say Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi Lo Echzar, and then you say another little Kaddish and get a Baruchu, an extra Baruchu in there. So I always wonder, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in saying Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi Lo Echzar? But the answer, I think, is Estem Teg. Because when you sit down to eat Shabbos, when you bring in Shabbos, you say, I'm about to have a meal of Shabbos. Not a meal on Shabbos, a meal of Shabbos. I'm about to ingest a munah. I just entered into Shabbos. So the same way that during, when I sit down to have a meal, I say, Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi Lo Echzar. So it could be that in Friday night davening, you say, Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi Lo Echzar, as if to remind yourself that, I just had something to eat. I just made a motzi. What do you mean? I didn't go home yet. I didn't make Kiddush yet. But I'm eating Shabbos. And when I eat Shabbos, I say, thank you Hashem for allowing me to ingest Shabbos. A reminder from the start, before I get busy with all the macholim arevim of Shabbos, I remind myself that what? That the ikkar is the eating of the Shabbos. That I'm being koveya my suda on Shabbos. Right? Not on the day Shabbos, but on the achila of Shabbos itself. Now, Yoni correctly pointed out something which he knew I was going to mention, which is that the Sefer Achina, where does the Sefer Achinach have this mitzvah of Shabbos? That Shabbos is the foundation of our Amuna. And that's why we're eating on Shabbos. We're really eating Shabbos itself. Right? We're eating the Amuna on Shabbos. It's mitzvah Lamed Beis in the Chinuch. So what? So Rav Tzadok himself writes in Source 13, V'nira li the Simana Milsa. In Machshavos Charutz and Oz Tezvav, Rav Tzadok famously says that Simana Milsa, that a simin is a milsa. What does that mean? That we have to look for signs. Humashin is damin labaliyat Torah v'shulchan aruch lichtov mitzvah zu b'simin ayin reish. Talking about a particular mitzvah, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch decided to be koveya a particular halacha in a particular chapter with a particular number, there's a significance to the number. There's a reason Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em is chapter 240. There's a reason the Shnayim Mikrevecha Targum is chapter 285. Right? There's a reason that the halachos of Tzitzis, yeah, every simon has a connection to the particular halacha. Okay? And he says, this with the Kavanah, the Rishonim didn't even realize this necessarily, but they were writing with Ruach HaKodesh, he writes, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu guided their hand, and therefore Tzadok says we can look to see Hashkacha Pratis in the very simanim of where something falls out in Shulchan Aruch. You can ask yourself, why is this halacha in whatever particular chapter? But it's true about many of the Rishonim who are writing, were Bali Ruach HaKodesh, who were writing with Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah? Sefer Achinach, one of the great early Rishonim, one of the Monei HaMitzvahs, writing with Ruach HaKodesh. So we have to ask ourselves, why did the Sefer Achinach put the mitzvah of Shabbos and highlight that the essence of the mitzvah is Amunah in mitzvah 32? In mitzvah Leif. The answer is, because Amunah is the Leif. Okay, we could say that on our own, but we could say it better with a Marsha. Marsha writes in Makos, he quotes a Medrash Psikta, Ani Yeshena V'libi Er, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, in Source 14, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Liban Shal Yisrael. How do you know that God is the heart of the Jewish people? Shenam Artsur Levavi V'chelki Elokim. Hakavana B'zeh. Ki Kol Ramachi Varam Neged. Hasim, the 248 limbs of the body correspond to the 248 mitzvah saseh. Ve'ever ha'lev neged haseh shel anochi. The heart corresponds to what? To anochi Hashem Elokecha. Which again is not even a command, because you don't have to command your body to eat. Your body tells you when it's hungry. And your soul should tell you that it's hungry for Amuna. K'mo sha'lev hu shoresh al kol ramachei varim v'chiyusam. Kain hi mitzvah sa'amuna. So to Amuna is the what? Is the all-encompassing mitzvah. The same way the heart is the all-encompassing body part. Hi klal u'makor shal ramach ha'asiyin. Sheshamanu mipi ha'gvur, which we heard directly from Hashem. Anochi is the leif. So now, let's go back to the pasuk in Nechemiah. Let's go back. Avram is serving food to people. Right? And why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu love Avram so much? What does the pasuk say? U'matzasa es levavo ne'aman lefanecha. Because Avram's heart was in the right place. The heart being in the right place means to have emuna. It means to have emuna. Right? And again, Shabbos is the lave of Klal Yisrael. Because Shabbos is the zman of emuna. And therefore, don't be fooled by the desire to eat more on Shabbos, or even the chiyuv to have more meals on Shabbos. The essence of Shabbos is a reminder, the same way that Rav Tzadok taught us, that during the week we have two meals, and we say Shema twice, on Shabbos we have three meals, and we have to increase our emuna. We have to increase our emuna. So I'll just end with a little bracha to all of us, and just Abir HaSadik from the Orla Shemayim, in the final source. Rav Meir of Apt writes in Parsha's book, and again, I think it would tie it even tighter into our shir tonight. Pasuk says, "Hayom atem yotzim b'chodesh ha'aviv." It says, "Today you're going out in the springtime, nearly." Ki ha'adam hamale nishmasa, tzarech liros she is alu imo kol nishmas yisrael. A Jew doesn't live for himself; a Jew tries to lift up others with him. V'ine bidoros harishonim hayatikon nefesh alem al yedei sigufim. In the olden days, the way that we corrected ourselves was through tzigufim, through bodily afflictions. What is he talking about? He's talking about fasting. In the olden days, we used to have to fast. In order to tear down walls, we had to deny the body. Where all the tzaddikim say, eat, don't fast. What are they really saying? They're saying there's another way to be mitakin today. Right? The ikr today is not what? The ikr avoda. Again, it's the Gemara in Makos. After all, when it's all said and done, Chabakuk comes along and Chabakuk says, if I have to tell you one thing to work on, at the end of days, it's what? It's Vitzadik Bemunaso Yechya. Ramato Pogromansky used to say, Tzadik eats Samuna, Tzadik drinks Samuna, Tzadik sleeps Samuna, right? Tzadik walks Samuna and talks Samuna. And therefore, a very powerful Vart. You have to see this, the Orla Shemayim. You have to know this, it's very good. The Orla Shemayim says, today we have an easier way to be attacking. You don't have to fast, you don't have to afflict yourself. Vitikunam hu al yede Amuna. Shema aminim belokei olam, uve amunasam. Yechiu. And he says that's the pshat in the pasuk. Hayom atem yotzim b'chodesh ha'aviv. It used to be what? In the olden days, it was harder to get out of the klipa. But hayom, today, right? Which means days of moments before Mashiach. Hayom and b'kol tishma, the pasuk says. Today, Mashiach will come if you just listen to my voice, the pasuk can tell him. So hayom, before Mashiach, atem yotzim, you go out. What? How do you go out? B'chodesh ha'aviv. What's chodesh ha'aviv? Roma is Latikun Kasher. You go out in the springtime. You don't have to fast. You don't have to afflict your body. You can eat. You can drink. You can sleep. But eat Amunah and drink Amunah and sleep Amunah. And that's how we're mitaking. And of course, it's Chodesh HaAviv, which of course is what? It's Pesach, which is the Yom Tov of Amunah. But dafka the Yom Tov where we what? Where we eat Amunah. Matzah is the Mechla de Mehemusa. It's the food of Amunah. Because again, we have to be careful to not be confused by this relationship between Achila and Amunah. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be people who b'kayim kipshuto, v'tzadik b'munaso yichya. We should eat Amunah, we should drink Amunah, and again, we should be zochet to respond to Amos. When Amos says, days are coming where people are going to be starving, and they're not starving for food, but they're starving for the Dvar Hashem, so Mirtz Hashem, we should be zochet to feed ourselves and to fill ourselves up with a tremendous dose of Amunah and Kriya Shema and Kabbalah Soma Hashem.
Amen. Anyone that wants to ask John Tai?